Southwark News, Thursday, March 21st, 2013. Tunnel work thought up by a moron. Fury as new width restrictions bring traffic to a standstill. Furious drivers were left stranded in miles of gridlock traffic this week after the approach to a Rotherhithe tunnel was narrowed by a foot, paralysing transport in the north of the borough. Cars and vans slowed to a virtual halt as they negotiated the entrance, with some motorists reporting queues of more than an hour to travel less than 400 metres. The chaos prompted one Bermondsey minicab company to protest at the entrance to the tunnel and urge people to complain to Transport for London, TfL. Vehicles wider than 6'6", which include some popular people carriers and estate cars, were no longer able to access the 105-year-old river crossing after two steel pillars were installed on Tuesday. Within the first 24 hours, a driver ploughed into one of them, knocking it almost out of the ground. TfL claimed the new width restrictions were designed to cut the number of collisions between larger motors and subsequent fires in the narrow tunnel, but the effect was to cripple the road network. Heavy traffic was reported as far west as Tower Bridge Road, along Jamaica Road, Lower Road, and as far east as Shooter's Hill. And five police officers and PCSOs were deployed at the roundabout before the tunnel, armed with measuring sticks, to advise drivers that they might be too wide to fit through. David Marks, 38, of Downton Cars in Bermondsey, was so riled at the tailbacks that he held up a placard calling on people to make their frustrations known to TfL. Dave said, "Over half of our pre-booked pickups were late, and these are important business people going to airports. Our drivers are really suffering with this. Their livelihoods are at risk." Fears were also raised that the emergency services could be delayed when responding to 999 calls from the Rotherhithe Peninsula. Local funeral director Barry Albin-Dyer, whose firm is based next to the tunnel, said the changes had been dreamed up by morons and idiots and might even jeopardise future funerals. "It's been thought up by a moron and put together by an idiot," he said. "It's absolutely impossible to continue what they're doing. We're just going to have an awful lot more vans with paint scratched off them. It's intolerable. I can't believe anybody has allowed this to happen. If it carries on, it's going to make my funerals impossible to do." As the effects of the narrower access became clear to politicians on Tuesday night, Bermondsey residents called for action and for TfL to change tack. Gary Glover, the chair of the Friends of Southwark Park, which is next to Jamaica Road, said it had brought chaos to the area. "The air pollution caused by the continuous inaction of TfL is deplorable, not only for park users but for local residents who cannot open windows because of the continuous stationary traffic," he said. "I have asked local councillors to arrange for TfL to attend the next Bermondsey and Rotherhithe Community Council meeting to explain what they intend to do about the 24-hour bus lane that only adds to the problem and the poor traffic management leading to the tunnel. Also, a summit is to be organised by London Assembly member Caroline Pidgeon, leader of the council Peter John, leader of opposition Adoud Al-Samarai and local councillors." He added that a petition was about to be started on the Bermondsey and Rotherhithe Facebook page. TfL did not respond to requests for a comment before the news went to press. But a statement on the authority's website stated, "The affected vehicles, an average of 103 per day out of 33,000, or 0.3%, will be required to use Tower Bridge or the Black Wall Tunnel, both of which are outside the congestion charging zone, to complete their journey." Delays in Rotherhithe were also set to be compounded because of the closure of Surrey Quays Road next week.